USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice has filed a motion to unseal the search warrant of former President Donald Trump's home. The former president's home in Palm Beach, Florida, was raided earlier this week by FBI agents over possible classified documents that were taken from the White House when he left office. Garland also saying,
I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. The department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
A scene is still active northeast of Cincinnati after an armed subject attempted to breach an FBI visitor screening facility in the city. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Your eyes aren't playing tricks on you. When you go to the store, you're continuing to see high prices.
The Producer Price Index program measures prices for everyday necessities. It remains at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its PPI is nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo, Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think that keeps the Fed in play going forward, and it's going to keep households really losing purchasing power. So, yeah, we think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Indiana's governor and the top House Republican are paying tribute to late Congresswoman Jackie Walorski, who died in a car crash last week. Republican Governor Eric Holcomb saying Walorski was optimistic and enthusiastic about her work and called her a force of nature. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The House is expected to vote on a reconciliation bill titled the Inflation Reduction Act on Friday. The Senate passed the measure on Sunday with Vice President Harris casting a tie-breaking vote. The bill would head to President Biden's desk if passed in the House. AAA is reporting the national average for the price of regular gas is $3.99 a gallon. That's 80 cents higher than it was 1 year ago. But that's no problem, according to Democratic Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts. He believes everyone should buy an electric vehicle.
We are going to ultimately say to the American people, there's no reason why you have to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for gasoline when you can have an all-electric vehicle that averages 75 cents. For your payment, for your all-electric vehicle to be able to move you anywhere you want in our state or in our country.
The average cost of an electric vehicle is $67,000. Russian officials are negotiating with the United States over a prisoner swap to bring home Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. The WNBA star and former Marine will be released in exchange for Victor Boot, a Russian arms dealer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.